my hip, because when I do anything like that, it's all or nothing. I can't take it gingerly or anything like that. So most of my exercise now is walking and gardening, which is what I do. But that was August 1997 that I had a hip replacement. And I was, I think, still controlling mainly with diet at that time. But then from 97, it got a little bit more difficult to control it. And that's when I then started metformin and all the other tablets, gradually increasing them until I was on 850 grams three times a day of metformin and glibenclamide. And I can't remember what the dosage of that was, but I was up to the maximum dosage. And in that time as well, I had in April 1999 an angioplasty. I had a little problem with my heart. I was at work and I had pains, and I didn't really think, I thought it was just indigestion and carried on until I came home and I went round to my brother's, who lives in the village as well, and to fix his son's radiogram, his stereo, which I did, and I came home and there was a pain there again, and I thought, oh, and I said to my wife, it didn't really feel right. And then it developed really into a bit more severe pain, and then I got pains down the arm and pains up the side of my head. And this was about 11 o'clock at night. She tried to get hold of the doctor, but couldn't. And in the end, rang for an ambulance. And the ambulance came. And then I went into hospital for observation. And that was strange, because I was in there for about a week. And then they discharged me. I didn't really know. One of the nurses, one of the people said they thought I had angina. But it was ever so strange. They